Tom Ceratori now joining us outside the Beaver bench. Do you feel about 100 pounds lighter, Tom, the weight of the world's off your shoulders right now?
Yeah, you know what you do, Schultz. There's no question. I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't feel lighter. Well, major lie.
You get to the third period, Tom, again. I mean, you guys in the hockey game like you have been throughout the season. Say anything differently? Do anything differently in intermission?
No, guys, we just said we need to win a game like this, and I just said it. I go, the bottom line is every game this year, we're going to be up a goal, down a goal, or tie going to the third period. I don't care who we're playing. That's just the way it's going to be. That's college hockey. We're going to be up a goal, down a goal, or tied every game. And that's the approach you take. And 90% of the time, that's just the way it is going in the third period. You guys know that. So you got to find a way to get it done.
You're midway through the third period playing with a lead. What's that like? Been forever since you've done it.
Yeah, it was great. It was great to play with a lead, and mostly a two-goal lead, Schultze. I mean, that's the biggest thing is having a two-goal lead because you got a little cushion. You got a little room for error with a two-goal lead, as we all know. And you know, when you have playmakers like they have with Kosla and Brodzinski, Ethan Prowl, you have to make sure that you take care of the puck, but also it gives you a little, again, it gave us a little breathing room. I think it gave our guys a little jump, too, and knowing they had that two-goal lead.
Well, obviously, they get off and get the 1-0 lead into the second period, but then you get that clean faceoff win and a shot through traffic. That kind of got, I guess, you guys a little jump started, and I thought you played the rest of the game. From that moment forward, it seemed like you just had you were hell bent on winning the hockey game.
Well, it was weird, but we played a 200-foot game tonight, guys. We couldn't play 200 feet last night, and we didn't take care of the puck very well. So we couldn't forecheck. Every time we got the puck out of the zone, we had the line change. Where tonight, I mean, it was great. We broke out well. We got pucks deep. We had good entries, and it allowed us to forecheck. It allowed us to get have good, smooth line changes, and it's a world of difference. Now, we still got smoked on the dot, I think, didn't we, guys?
Yeah.
I was just going crazy on the penalty kill right here. They kept winning, direct faceoffs right there, and it was frustrating, but we survived it.
Ironically, I mean, you guys were the only ones to score off a faceoff tonight. With that clean win and a great shot by Ruslan, he's got a really quick release.
Yeah, he does. He's got a good release. There's no question, Brian.
There aren't too many teams that are going to keep Johnny Brodzinski off of the score sheet a whole heck of a lot. I thought defensively, you guys did pretty darn well against that entire line.
You know, we did, and it was good to see, too, because he's got a good release. And we obviously played close attention to him, and it was nice being at home where we had the line change, last line change. That helps us as well. Who's kidding who?
And Walsh played pretty solid, obviously, stops 34 or 35 shots, some of them big-time saves, and that's what you're hoping out of your goaltender.
Hey. We got goaltending, and our special teams were good. I mean, we only had one power play, but our penalty kill, we gave him a goose egg. So that was something to build on, fellas. That's how I look at it.
I don't remember the last empty net goal you guys scored.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know either. You know what? Again, it was weird. It was weird playing 5-on-6, I'll tell you that.
Congratulations, Tom, and enjoy the rest of the weekend, and we'll see you on the plane on the way to Anchorage.
Thanks, guys.
Tom Ceratori joining us here on the Paul Bunny Communications post-game show.